Very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. Good to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night, it was the first of two in what is now an abbreviated series in Philadelphia for the Marlins. Miami got out to an early lead, but the Philadelphia Phillies slugged their way back into things. With the recap, here is Glenn Geffner.
Well, the Marlins in Philadelphia, the first of 19 this season against the Phillies tonight. And game one of the season series goes to the hometown team. The Phillies beat Miami 7-4. This is the Metro PCS 10th inning show. Head to Metro PCS and get your free big screen Samsung Galaxy today. Metro PCS wireless figured out. Things started well for the Marlins in this one. Vince Velasquez pitching against Wei-Yin Chen, and the Marlins jumped on Velasquez in the top of the first. On the very first pitch of the night, D. Gordon banged a triple into the right field corner. For D, his second three-base hit of the season. After Martin Prado struck out for the first out, D stood at third for Christian Yelich.
Here's the pitch. Yelich swings and he grounds a ball up the middle. Coming in on it, Galvis throws on to first base for the out. Gordon scores from third, and Yelich picks up his 14th RBI. 1-0 Marlins here in the first.
Chen made that 1-0 lead stand up into the third inning when the Marlins added to the advantage, compliments of Martin Prado. 0-1 to Prado's hammered a long way to left. Back goes Altair. He's at the wall. Goodbye, Martin Prado with his second on the road trip, and the Marlins take a 2-0 lead in the third. Well, in the second inning, the Phillies got a leadoff hit from Michael Franco. That ended a run of 27 consecutive hitless at-bats against Wei-Yin Chen, going back not just to his last start when he threw 7 no-hit innings against the Mariners last Tuesday in Seattle, but even to the start before that when he retired the final three batters he faced in his outing at home against the Mets. But in the third, that turned around in a hurry on Chen tonight. Chen allowed a leadoff single to the pitcher, Vince Velasquez, after he struck out Cesar Hernandez. Back-to-back hits from Aaron Altair and Odubel Herrera loaded the bases. So trailing 2-0, the Phillies had a chance to get right back into this ballgame with one big swing, and they got it from Michael Franco. Sets, fires 2-2, and Franco drives one. Deep left center field, Yelich back, and he'll watch it go. It's a grand slam for Michael Franco in a 4-2 Philadelphia lead. Franco 3-for-4 tonight, 4 RBIs on one swing. He now has 20 on the season. That grand slam turned this game around. It's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. So just like that, it was a 4-2 Phillies lead. Wei-Yin Chen done after 5 tonight. Gave up 7 hits and 4 runs. He walked 2, struck out 3, allowed the Franco slam through a wild pitch. 83 pitches in all, 52 strikes for Wei-Yin Chen. Harlan Garcia came out of the bullpen for the 6th, and he struck out the first two men, Michael Saunders and Cameron Rupp. But then he faced Freddy Galvis.
High fly ball. This is left field. Ozuna's back on the track, at the wall, leaping as high as he can go, and it's gone. A home run for Freddy Galvis.
Well, the Marlins will get that run back against Velasquez in the 7th inning. JT Realmuto, a leadoff single. Marlins catcher went 2-for-4 tonight, and with one out, he was at first base for Danny Echevarria. 0-2 to Etch is lined over third. That's a fair ball. Going to roll right along the sidewall down in the left field corner. Waved around third, Realmuto. He's coming home, and there'll be no relay. It's an RBI double for Echevarria. He's 2-for-3 tonight, and the Marlins get a run back now 5-3 in the 7th. That RBI double by Etch would end Velasquez's night. Vince Velasquez tonight, 6 1/3 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs. Walked 2, struck out 3, allowed the home run to Martin Prado. He threw 97 pitches, 68 strikes. The lefty, Joely Rodriguez, came out of the bullpen. He got pinch hitter Ichiro to line to third. He got D. Gordon to bounce to second. And we hit the 7th inning stretch with the Phillies leading this game 5-3. It remained a 2-run game after Dustin McGowan pitched a 1-2-3 bottom of the 7th. But in the 8th, looking to break it open, the Phillies had a man at first base for Michael Saunders. Beat the Rays in 08, lost the Yankees in 09. Saunders, a long drive to right. Stanton won't even turn around. It's up into the second deck. A 2-run home run. First as a Philly for Saunders. And just like that, the Phillies have some breathing room. It's 7-3. Went from 5-3 to 7-3 in a hurry. So instead of needing just one base runner to get the tying man to the plate, The Marlins now were down by four facing Hector Neris in the ninth inning. The Phillies closer came in, even though there was no save in it for him. He got the first two men. Marcell Ozuna struck out to finish up an 0 for four night. JT Realmuto hit a fly ball to center. Two outs, nobody on. Justin Bour singled. He would take second base on defensive indifference. And then Adani Echevarria came up with his third hit of the night.
0-2. Neris tries again. A swing and a hard line drive toward a gap out in left center. It's going to get down. Around third is Bour. He'll come on to score. And for the second time tonight, Adani Echevarria drives in a run, this time with his third hit of the night. The Marlins score back-to-back hits with two down, and it's now a 7-4 game.
But that is as close as the Marlins would get. Derek Dietrich coming off the bench struck out to end the ball game. Phillies win it 7-4. For Philadelphia, 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 4 men left on base. For the Marlins, 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They stranded 5 tonight. Marlins went 1-for-7 with men in scoring position. Vince Velasquez's first victory of the season. He's 1-2. Wei-Yin Chen, his first defeat of the season. He drops to 2-1. Time of the game was 2 hours, 41 minutes. And a crowd of 26,191 was here on Dollar Dog Night in Philadelphia. The Phillies now have won 5 straight and 6-of-7. They move above 500 at 10-9. The Marlins see their brief 2-game run come to an end. They drop to 10-9, so into a second-place tie with the Phils in the National League East. Miami now 3-4 with 1 game left on this road trip.
So the last of now 2 in this abbreviated series comes your way this afternoon at 1:05. We'll be on the air at 12:35. Fish family members, if you're joining us this morning and you missed last night's ball game, here's your opportunity to get your 25 Fish family bonus points. The Fish family bonus code this morning is Paddy's Pub. P-A-D-D-Y apostrophe S pub, P-U-B, Paddy's Pub is the Fish Family bonus code this morning. The Phillies and the Marlins do it one final time this afternoon before the Marlins return home tomorrow to take on the Pirates at 7:10. This afternoon, it's a 1:05 first pitch at Citizens Bank Park. We'll be on the air at 12:35 with Marlins on Deck presented by GEICO. Come hang out. We're on the Marlins Radio Network.